Mark, thanks for joining us. Can you have any arguments about the outcome of that one tonight?
No, we weren't good enough tonight, unfortunately. We huffed and puffed, but created a number of opportunities again, you know, and then we didn't take the chances. Half-time came, and it was a case of trying to, reshuffle, organise, and make sure that we got the message into them where we could hurt them, and spoke about the fact that the game could be decided on a horrendous goal against us, and not to let that happen, and guard against it. We made the enforced change, and unfortunately Eddie's made a mistake, a short back pass. Otherwise, the game changes. The game's 0-0, or the game we end up getting a goal. But we weren't good enough. We weren't good enough to break them down. You know, they sat in deep when they went down to 10 men, and we just weren't good enough or creative enough to open them up, which is disappointing.
Is that defeat harder to take than Saturday's?
All defeats are horrendous. You don't get any points, and you look for better. And I know I know there's better in there. And for whatever reason, we haven't performed. But you don't overreact. I don't overreact to a defeat, and don't sort of get too carried away with a win. And you know, we've been on a good run, and we need to get back to that. We need to get back to those winning ways. Teams have blips, ups and downs, and we've got a situation where we've just lost a game at home in circumstances where you would have thought we would have been good enough to turn that round and go and get the 3 points. 3 points tonight takes you to ninth, and that was the killer for me, because you're getting within touching distance of the teams in the top six.
Yeah, it just raised eyebrows there. We've seen the table, you're 17th now. It's such a massive leap, a massive difference, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. At the end of the day, you know, we've got ourselves into a reasonable position, and we've got to get back on. There's a lot of football to be played yet. You know, it's not done. It's not job done, and everybody's scrapping for their lives. And we've got to make sure that we are better than that. You know, I know we're better than that. We've seen it on numerous occasions, and we've just got to get back to the team that we know we are. It's disappointing. There's no hiding that.
You created a few early chances. What are you thinking at that stage?
We've got to take one. You know, once you're creating those opportunities, and Paddy's got himself in good positions, and he just hasn't gone in. Another day, we could play this game another day, and we could be winning 6-7-0 or 6-7-1 or whatever. But we didn't. And again, you know, we've just got to get back to doing what we know we can do well, and that is creating and taking opportunities, but also making sure that we are we're better with the ball, and our approach play is better than it was tonight.
When they go down to 10 men, are you thinking you can capitalise at that point?
Absolutely. I thought we would with it when they had 11. You know, I thought when they got the man sent off, it just made things a little bit easier, because Kevin then can come in and drop into holes or pockets of space, maybe to get on the ball and create one or two openings for himself, but he's still getting up to the speed of the game and wasn't able to get any shots away. You know, that said, we've created a lot of chances and balls into the box that we haven't got on the end of and haven't taken. So, for me, that's the overriding disappointment, because, you know, that we've created the chances, created the opportunities, and had we taken them, we'd have been talking differently, but we haven't. So, the disappointment is there. It really is disappointing, because we like I say, ninth in the league at this stage would have been really good, but we've got to get back onto it and start picking the points up again.
You mentioned Kevin Von Veen. Just the one change tonight. How tempted were you to make more and freshen it up a bit tonight?
They're fresh enough. They're getting plenty of rest between games. You know, we're not overworking them in between games, but they're getting enough. We know it's an intense period, but that continues. You know, it continues from now until more or less the end of the season. So we've got to get used to it and really get back to taking our chances. You know, I think if I was stood in front of you and we hadn't created anything and there's no chances, I think I'd have been more upset, more disturbed. But at this moment in time, I think we're just full of disappointment because of the nature of the game and how it's panned out.
How's Marcus with the injury?
Marcus jarred his back in the first half, so you know we've got to wait and see how that settles down. I've no idea. I don't know what the prognosis is there, but We'll have to wait and see. I think there was once or twice some of the decisions from the referee were, unfathomable, really. You know, at times, because there's fouls, there's elbows, there's all sorts going on there that we don't get free kicks for, and then you know we have a touch of one of their players and we get free kicks and bookings. You know, so at the end of the day, it was a strange one, strange decisions from the referee. But
will you talk to him?
These are the things. No, there's absolutely no point in talking to them. No point in talking to them whatsoever. You know, he'll be in with the assessor, and the assessor will do his report that we won't see. But it is what it is, isn't it?
Mm. Neil Bishop now suspended. He got that 10th yellow card. Are you frustrated at the cheapness of the booking that actually got him the suspension there?
Well, there's nine there. There's nine before it. And it'd be interesting to see, how they've all come about. But this one was soft. Was it a foul? Was it a foul? Probably. Was it a yellow card? No chance. Not if there's fouls and challenges going on that don't get punished in the same way prior to that and after that. So, yeah, again, another disappointment, but I'm sure I'll get over it.
OK. Final one. How much does this now put more importance on getting a result Saturday here against Yeovil?
Well, every game you lose, it's not something you set out to do. You always set a team out thinking you're going to win the game. And we'll do exactly the same on Saturday. This game will be in the distant past in my memory in the next 24 hours, and we'll be looking to move on. But make no mistake, we've got to be better than we were tonight and have a little bit better quality. And again, I don't want to be overreacting, because I have to come and talk to you straight after that, so my emotions are raw. I come in and speak to you, and I think, I look at the game, because it was frustrating. It was as frustrating as hell for me tonight. I'm sure it was for people watching, because everybody knows that we're better than that. We create chances. We move the ball better than that. We find a pass better than that. But for whatever reason tonight, we were sort of stagnant. You know, we didn't move. There was no fluidity to the play. So that was the disappointment. But you know it's there, and you know it'll come back. So, you know, we've just got to refocus and redouble our efforts to get back on the winning track.